Hello and welcome to the Newsmax Daily. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, the 108th day of the year, the 30th day of spring, and National Banana Day. One of the few things most people like that is actually good for us, right? Which I think is generally the case for most fruits. Today is also the day that U.S. senators are expected to be sworn in as jurors for an impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Let's start with that, which is going to lead us to the border. Then we'll get into Israel, Iran, the Trump trial, the Supreme Court, and some other stuff. They were, the senators, the Senate, presented with the articles of impeachment from the House yesterday. Typically, this is a big, big deal, right? Impeachment used to be taken very, very seriously. Chris Salcedo spoke with Iowa's Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
In all of American history, every impeachment delivered to the Senate by the House has received a trial. Chuck Schumer and his party seek to destroy another precedent for their own political gain by not having a trial. For more, let's bring in Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. Senator, it's good to see you. What will you do to ensure Majority Leader Chuck Schumer follows American precedent and actually holds a trial against Mr. Mayorkas?
Yes, thank you so much, Chris. And as you stated, those articles of impeachment on Secretary Mayorkas were delivered to the United States Senate this afternoon. Those articles of impeachment were read by Congressman Green, along with the other House managers at his side. We do intend to take those up. We will be sworn in at the United States Senate tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We will do everything we can as Senate Republicans to ensure that a trial is held. However, what we anticipate, as you stated, is that Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, he is going to make a motion to table or dismiss those articles, which would thwart any attempt to have a trial. So we will have numerous points of order that we will bring up. But again, we anticipate that those points of order will be shot down in the United States Senate. And I will add as well that it is our constitutional duty in the United States Senate to hold a trial on Secretary Mayorkas. The articles of impeachment are concluded. They have been brought to the United States Senate. It is on us now to hold this trial.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on the Chris Salcedo Show. That's weekday afternoons at 4 o'clock Eastern, by the way. So that's happening today in the Senate. Rob Schmidt has more on why it's happening.
If you look up Mayorkas' job description, you'll see that he's tasked with overseeing efforts to counter terrorism and enhance security and secure and manage our borders. In practice, this man has done exactly the opposite. The number of known terrorists entering our country from the southern border has skyrocketed beyond belief. Faced with this problem, Mayorkas did nothing, despite even warnings by the head of the FBI. They do nothing to stop it. As far as his duty to secure the border, he does exactly the opposite, and he does it intentionally. He even goes on television and brags about dismantling the security at the border.
We have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
So Mayorkas is a product of the warped ideology that is taking over the Democrat Party, intentionally installing agents of chaos into positions of control. Mayorkas is the Homeland Security version of a decriminalizing district attorney like Alvin Bragg, who we just talked about, an open border zealot in charge of securing and controlling borders. And while Mayorkas was dismantling our national security and our immigration system, he regularly lied under oath when asked questions from bewildered members of Congress about why this is happening to our country. For 3 years, we've watched Mayorkas tell us the border is secure, tell us DHS is doing everything it can to stop the flow of migrants, telling us our immigration system is broken. And we all just had to sit there and listen to this and pretend that it's somehow true or honest. The charges today acknowledge the very obvious. The border is broken because Mayorkas broke it.
So the obvious question is, why is Mayorkas letting this happen, right? Why is the rest of the administration allowing Mayorkas to allow it to happen? That's what most sane, halfway intelligent people have been asking, right? Back to Rob Schmidt.
dereliction of duty and systematic refusal to enforce our immigration laws, also lying to Congress about the extent of the damage he had done. That's what he's charged with. And while all this is happening, the Biden administration was funneling your tax dollars to NGOs, nonprofits all across this country, all across Central and South America, who are working to shove as many fake asylum seekers as possible into your country. Recently, a Queens nonprofit called La Jornada, which has taken in loads of cash from the Biden government, was caught illegally creating fake residency paperwork for illegals in New York City, allowing them to get fake IDs. What do you think comes after they get fake IDs? The Heritage Foundation releasing this video we showed you just a couple weeks ago.
We discovered that this organization is openly distributing fraudulent residency and ID NYC paperwork, allowing anyone to obtain a government-issued New York City ID.
Well, so tonight, Heritage releasing video of a new video, this one from a nonprofit that works out of Mexico, which has been handing out flyers that read, "Reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open." Does it make sense now? The Heritage Foundation putting a call to the NGO's director. Here's how that phone call sounded.
In all honesty, we're just trying to help as many people as possible for, you know, before Trump gets reelected. So.
You get it now, right? This is what they've done to immigration. The state of immigration under Joe Biden, a full-on globalist assault on the wealthiest country in the world. Their agenda is to spread this country's wealth as much and as far as possible. Our government is in on the plan, and they have their own very insidious agenda, and it all revolves around keeping Joe Biden or whoever else they throw up in power for as long as they can. And that's why you have 17, 20 million new neighbors in this country that are all sitting in hotels and shelters and tents, waiting for more of your money, waiting to be made into citizens in this country.
That's Rob Schmidt, host of Rob Schmidt Tonight. And as he said, you get it now, right? And America sat back and let it happen. Don't be a xenophobe. Don't be a racist. America was built by immigrants. And Chuck Schumer, the Senate leader, top Democrat, likely going to empower it even more in the Senate today. Meanwhile, the architect behind the whole mess, President Biden, continues campaigning in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania today, while his rival, his top political opponent, former President Donald Trump, remains in a New York court. This is all by design. And it just dawned on me. Today is National Banana Day. The irony.
Just the other day, a defeated-looking guy came up to me and asked if I could help. He was drowning in debt. I said, "I'm sorry, Donald, but I can't help you."
That was President Biden in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, yesterday. And Donald Trump hit the streets of his hometown of New York City after the trial yesterday.
Biden has destroyed our country. Look. Biden is the worst president in the history of our country, worse than Jimmy Carter by a long shot. Jimmy Carter's happy because he's had a brilliant presidency compared to Biden. He's destroyed our country between the borders and everything else. He has destroyed our country. Not only that, wars are breaking out all over the world. We'll end up with this foolish person, this person that doesn't act. We're going to end up in a World War III. So we have to get rid of Biden. We're going to make a heavy play for New York. That's why I'm here. And we have tremendous Hispanic support. The Hispanics are supporting me at a level that nobody's ever seen before. We're going to make a heavy play for New York. Also, African-American support. No Republican has ever had the African-American support that I have. So we're going to make a heavy play for New York. We'll work with the Democrat mayor. We'll work with the Democrat governor. And we're going to get the state fixed up.
Donald Trump on the streets of New York City yesterday. You hear the chants of four more years. He specifically went to visit bodegas who are literally fighting for their lives against criminals and fighting to keep their family businesses open.
We're going to come in and number one, you have to stop crime. And we're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. And we're going to come into New York. We're making a big play for New York. Other cities too, but this city, I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 3 years, 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out.
Trump, outside of a New York City bodega yesterday, swamped by a variety of ethnic groups. You are not going to see what I just played on any other network. This is honestly part of the reason that people love Donald Trump. I mean, have you ever seen a president, a former president, just walking the streets of New York, mingling in the crowds? He has no fear. And every time he does something like this, like when he shows up at a UFC event, you know, the Secret Service are just freaking out. I mean, they don't know what to do with the guy. And you remember his visit to the Atlanta Chick-fil-A last week.
Michaela Montgomery, the founder of Conserve the Culture, the woman who went viral for hugging former President Trump in that moment. Michaela, good to see you. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate that. We want to know about that moment before the embrace. You shouted at the former president that he invited you in. You said, I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you. Talk to us about this viral moment.
Because if anybody could see what the room looked like before he even walked over to us, it would be a much better understood statement, I guess. When I said that I don't care what the media says, we support you, the media will definitely have you thinking that if he were to show up to our neighborhood or our community or even to our HBCUs, that an angry mob of some sort would form or a riot would ensue because we just hate him so much. And clearly the sentiment in that room was the complete opposite. Everybody there was happy and excited to see him. Everybody rushed on over to where he was going to be. I was lucky enough to be the first to get her picture and her hug, but I wasn't the only one. Like, there were so many people there that were happy to see him, that were happy to showcase their support for him. It was really a once-in-a-lifetime moment. It was really a great experience for all of us.
Well, that's wonderful. And clearly, you know, you support the former president, and you've also been following politics and maybe getting your news from not-so-mainstream outlets, I think, as you point out here. It depends where you're watching, where you're getting your information from when it comes to how Donald Trump is described.
That's Michaela Montgomery, founder of Conserve the Culture, on National Report with Sean Kreisman and Emma Reckenberg. As for Donald Trump's trial, several jurors were selected. Yesterday, Trump attorney Alina Haba spoke with Eric Bolling.
We saw six jurors, I believe, picked today. How in the world did this man could get a fair trial in Manhattan, New York City, with its judge and this prosecutor?
Impossible. I think it's impossible, quite honestly. We're in a blue state. That's all by design. Don't get it twisted, folks. They do this intentionally, just like they're bringing the one in Washington, just like Georgia. They pick these states on purpose. They choose DAs and AGs that all have one thing in common, Soros backing and people like them. And they're on a political mission. This really isn't about the law. It's not about law and order. It's not about the Constitution. It's about the demise of the same. And we're watching it happen before our eyes. If there was any question with the civil cases that I went through, well, now it's clear. You know, the fact that this 8-year-old, way past statute of limitations case is being heard in New York is pathetic, it's obvious, and it has to stop.
You know Michael Cohen yourself, do you know him personally?
Yes, I do.
I do too. I've known him a long time. He wanted to be part of the Trump administration. When he wasn't, he felt jilted, and that's when he turned on Trump. My point, here's my question. For him to go out and have these comments over the weekend on news shows with Stephanopoulos and CNN and others, or wherever he goes to, trashing Trump, I mean, really being degrading to the defendant, Alina, how is he not censored? And this judge is going to make a decision whether or not Trump should be fined for what he said. And all he's trying to do is point out the inequity of this trial.
Yeah, that's spot on, Eric. Honestly, the fact that there's a First Amendment violatory gag on President Trump right now and people that he controls, quote unquote, is ridiculous. Many witnesses, not just him, are out there saying whatever they want to say to whomever they want to say it in a very abrasive manner, and profiting, not to mention, from their Substacks and otherwise. But when President Trump chooses to respond or repost something, that's clear evidence that will show that their motivation is crooked and his is not, and that he was in fact in the White House when all of this was happening, he gets threatened with being put in jail and fined. That is the state of America, unfortunately, that we are in. I guess what I'm lost on is how the judge could say that they're worried about jury influence and tainting of a jury by President Trump, but not by them. And I would like to see us file some motions to basically say, hey, look, you're either going to sequester them and or you're going to stop this and find them. They know they're active. They know they're going to be in these cases, in these trials, called as potential witnesses. Why aren't they the ones being sanctioned? It's a very good question.
Trump attorney Alina Habba on The Balance with Eric Bolling. That is weeknights at 8 o'clock Eastern. And to wrap it up, let's move on to Israel, who continues to weigh a response to this weekend's aerial assault from Iran. The U.S. is now weighing new economic sanctions on Iran. That, according to a statement yesterday from White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. This, of course, comes after easing sanctions on Iran several months ago. That has allowed them to sell billions of dollars in oil and also led to the release of those billions of dollars of sanctioned money back to Iran, which the White House says is still frozen, which has been debated. Ease the sanctions, then after Iran attacks Israel, put the sanctions back on. Oh, the Houthis are no longer terrorists, then after they attack us and others several times. Oh yeah, the Houthis are a terrorist organization, put them back on the list. I mean, it's embarrassing already, right? The whole world is looking at us and what we're doing and how we're doing it. Speaking of which, let's go back to Capitol Hill for a moment, along with the Senate impeachment trial. Over in the House, the president of New York City's Columbia University and several board members of the university will be testifying today about anti-Semitism on campus and the recent pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas demonstrations. She was scheduled to answer questions from that committee back in December's hearing, which led to the resignation of two Ivy League university presidents, but she had some kind of scheduling conflict at the time, apparently. Today's hearing may not get as much coverage as the previous hearing because of what's happening in the Senate, but is likely to be as contentious as the December hearing. All right, keep up with all of the news, as usual, all day and night long on Newsmax, available on most major cable systems, and make sure you're streaming on Newsmax Plus. Simply go to NewsmaxPlus.com. You can get signed up for a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts. Rob Schmidt Tonight, The Balance with Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly Reports, Carl Higbee, Bianca De La Garza, and much more, with fantastic analysis from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, Hogan Gidley, law expert Alan Dershowitz, and more. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. I'm Tony Marino. This is the Newsmax Daily. Thank you for stopping by. Share it with your friends and family. Have a fantastic remainder of the day, and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.